A new trash pickup fee, and a $12.5 million chunk of state aid that has yet to be considered, let alone granted, are being counted on to oil the gears of the city treasury.
We will continue to provide one free pickup at every homestead unit in the city. So every homestead property will receive one free garbage pickup every week. But for those homestead properties that are between 2 and 4 units, we will be charging $15 per month for each of those additional units. And we are expecting that this will generate $1.5 million in revenue.
Sheehan emphasizes the trash tab is not a tax.
This revenue covers the cost of that service. It does not exceed the cost of that service. So it is a fee.
Sheehan wants to hold the line on taxes, justifying her stance by noting the amount of tax-exempt property in Albany has grown to 61%. The $180.6 million budget proposal formally requests that the 2016-17 New York State budget include an additional $12.5 million for Albany. That would make up for all of Albany's state-owned tax-exempt property, which would be a recurring payment and without which the mayor says her budget can't be balanced.
Our tax levy, the amount that we raise in our property tax levy in real dollars, is higher than the cities of Rochester and Syracuse. And per capita, it's 100% higher than the tax levy in the city of Buffalo. And the profile that the state uses to determine need for the city of Albany is comparable to these other cities. Our poverty rates, our homeownership rates, our high school graduation rates, all of the measures of need place us squarely within the same measures as these other cities. Yet our aim is 69 to 79% lower than Syracuse, Rochester, Yonkers, Buffalo, and even, we're not that much lower, than Utica. As a matter of fact, if we received the same amount of aim as Utica, we would have $12.8 million in additional revenue annually.
Sheehan says her request for more state aid is unique, compelling, and undeniable. Albany Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin agrees.
What would it look like for the capital city of New York, Albany, New York, to go under, and we sit within a stone's throw of the capital? And the numbers, they don't lie. If you look at the comparison that she showed tonight of Rochester and Syracuse, and even Utica, they get more money than we get per capita. That's a story that we have been telling for years.
A call to the governor's office was not immediately returned. Former city council member Dom Casolaro says state aid formulas are in dire need of adjustment.
A lot of these aid formulas were established back in the 40s and 50s when the suburbs were growing. And they needed the money. Well, now the suburbs have most of the people. They have more of the money because they have much more financially sound residents living in the suburbs. So the state really needs to look at the formulas, not just for local aid, but also for school district aid.
The mayor says the budget was challenging because the city faced significant cost increases for health insurance and other expenses, but it held the line and stays within the 2% tax cap. Again, Carolyn McLaughlin.
There's no mystery to what she put out tonight. We knew that things were not going to be pretty, as I call it. And what it calls for all of us as different leaders and different voices, we've got to be a part of that team that has a commitment to making sure that we get some assistance. We've got to go out and advocate on behalf of our city.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.